verses 1 through 2. And it goes like this. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Our second scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. This is the word of God.
I'm Rachel Ho, and I'm an incoming freshman at NYU, as you all know. This is my second SSP experience, and I decided to go again because, to be honest, my dad kind of forced me. But also because I just wanted to meet new people. It's always nice. It's always fun. So this year, my work group completed a deck, a ramp, and an awning. At the work site, we spoke very briefly with the homeowners. They were like an older couple with a little granddaughter and grandson living there, so it was really nice to meet and talk with them. When we did talk, they were really sweet and super thankful to us because they knew that we were there to help, and they were really kind to us. It was a little difficult starting the project at first because the group prior to us left the project in a little bit of an awkward spot. There was a whole line of posts that were completely out of center, so our group had to work together and like collaborate to figure that out. So once we did that, like, it clicked, and we all started working really hard that same day. We got a lot done. The theme of this year was building together, and that was definitely tied into my work group. We all immediately got along really clearly and worked really well together, which was really nice. My favorite part this week was getting to work and bond with other teens on my site. We'd spend hours together just sweating and hammering, so we all got really close really fast. Three words to describe the SSP community is hardworking, dedicated, and very, very unique. I liked Water Day, which was Wednesday, like Tim said, because we all went to a lake. It was beautiful. It was in like midday, and we swam and just relaxed the whole afternoon, and we had like burgers and just sat on a picnic, and it was really nice. I really got to know more people that day because we had time to relax instead of like go, work, whatever. So it was really nice, and it meant a lot to me. As we were there, we took a couple trips to one of their historic sites of the Spokane tribe while we were there, and we learned... we saw and visited their native sites where their ancestors lived, played games, and stored their food. It was really interesting. I think it's really important for teenagers to learn to serve their community because it taught me how to communicate and really work well with others, as well as brought me closer to my faith. This trip definitely had its ups and downs with Nikayla going to the hospital, but it did reaffirm to me that my faith is really deeply rooted in service. This SSP trip didn't change me too much, but I did really enjoy meeting new people, and it gave me the chance to complete a new project.
Hello again. I'm Nathaniel James Polvani. I'm going into my freshman year at North Hollywood High School. This is my first SSP, and the reason why I came here was because, the reason why I came to SSP this year was because, one, I was old enough, obviously, and two, because I heard it was a lot of fun, so signed up. The trip up there was very long. It didn't really feel like it was worth it, because when we got there, I got reminded of school and responsibilities, which is not fun to be reminded of during summer. Later on that day, we were supposed to be getting settled in, and we were supposed to find out where everything was. And after that, we started meeting all the other groups, which, being the person I am, I don't really want to talk to people. So that was kind of hard to get used to. The next day, which was our first work day, we met our person that we were working with, Lorraine, and we tore down her awning. The next day, we tore down her stairs, which were really rotted and disgusting. During the week, I personally got to meet my work team and know more about them in this thing we did during the workday called Spiritual Sandwich, which is an activity that we do where we reflect on God's power and what we think about it and like what he did and stuff about that. Over the next 3 days, we made concrete, we put in the posts, and we put in the steps, and then you guys saw a little glimpse of that in the presentation. And that was pretty nice. The best thing that happened to me during the week was adapting to the new situation of me being put into this whole new environment of new people and having to step out of my comfort zone. My favorite theme during the week was Monday's theme, which is God Built You. The reflection for that day was from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And this goes like this. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Nikayla. I am 15 years old, homeschooled, and going into the 11th grade. This was my second year going to SSP as I went last year to Arizona. I went again this year because I had an amazing experience last year and simply wanted to have a chance to relive that in a new place. My work group consisted of me, five other youth, two adults. Our project was to build a ramp for a woman named Lisa. We started with very little to work off of as the last four groups couldn't seem to figure out how to get around the problem. Monday started off great, and our group started making amazing progress. However, Tuesday took a sharp left turn. I had to go to the hospital because I was having dizziness and my chest was hurting. This put my whole work team behind as we traveled all the way to Spokane and stayed until we knew what was going on with me. Pastor Chris said when he went to go get the rest of our group and go back to camp, the first thing they asked was if they could see me. This touched me because we hardly knew each other, yet they cared about me so much. Oh my gosh. The group of people that I had a chance to make new friends with made me feel welcome despite me missing 2 days of being there with them. When I got out of the hospital on Wednesday and went to the lake where everyone was at, I was greeted with open, welcoming arms. People I hadn't even talked to approached me to ask me if I was okay. I knew at this point I was now a part of a community I could easily get along with as they were open-minded and had open hearts. I had to take it easy for the rest of the week. However, I was presented with opportunities to take pictures of my group, nature, amazing sights, and the chance to make new friendships. Now I would like to read you all a quote from our little books that we had received over the week that related to my experience because I made friends fast and felt like I belonged, not an outsider of the community of SSP any longer. The quote is, "You no longer are strangers or outsiders. You belong here. God is fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together." Ephesians 2:19-20. As you travel through your life, please ask yourself some ways you can remind people around you that they belong. Whether you feel like you do, you should always make sure that people around you feel that way as well. Thank you for this opportunity.